The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 9, Text Number 28, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on January 8, 2016, in Toronto, Canada.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Evam Janam Napatitam Prabhava Ahi Kupe Kama Avikamam Anu Ya Prapatan Prasangat Kritva Atmasat Sura Rishina Bhagavan Grihita Sa Aham Katam Nu Vishrije Tava Britya Sevam. Evang Janam Nipatitam Prabhava. Let me try again. Evam Janam Nipatitam Prabhava Hikupe. Kama Bikama Nanuya Prapatan Prasangat. Kritvat Masad Sarashina Bhagavan Grihita. Soham Katam Suvishmeje Tava Britya Sevam. Evang Janam Tatitam Prabhava Fikupe. Kama Bikama Nanuya Prapatan Brasankat. Kritvat Masat Surishina Bhagavan Grihita. Soham Katam Navrishije Tava Britya Sevam. Evam, thus, Janam, people in general, Napatitam, fallen, Prabhava, of material existence, Ahikupe, in a blind well full of snakes, Kama Abhikamam, desiring the sense objects. Anu, following, Ya, the person who, Prapatan, falling down in this condition, Prasangat, because of bad association, or increased association with material desires. Kritva Amasat, causing me to acquire spiritual qualities like himself, Sri Narada. Sura Rishina, by the great saintly person Narada. Bhagavan, O my Lord, Grihita, accepted. Sa, that person, aham, I, katam, how, nu, indeed, Vishrije, can give up, tava, your, britya sevam, the service of your pure devotee. translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of my association with material desires, one after another, I was gradually falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant Narada Muni kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? Purport. As will be seen in later verses, even though Prahlad Maharaj was directly offered all the benedictions he might have desired, he refused to accept such offerings from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the contrary, he asked the Lord to engage him in the service of his servant, Narada Muni. This is the symptom of a pure devotee. One should serve the spiritual master first. It is not that one should bypass the spiritual master and desire to serve the Supreme Lord. This is not the principle for a Vaishnava. Narottam Das Thakur says, Tandara charana sevi bhakta sanivas janame janame hai e abhilash. One should not be anxious to offer direct service to the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised that one become a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, Gopi Bhartupada Kamali or Dasa, Dasa Nudasa. This is the process for approaching the Supreme Lord. The first service should be rendered to the spiritual master so that by his mercy one can approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead to render service. While teaching Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. One can achieve the seed of devotional service by the mercy of the Guru, the spiritual master, and then by the mercy of Krishna. This is the secret of success. First, one must try to please the spiritual master, then one should attempt to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also says, Yasha Prasadad Bhagavat Prasado. One should not attempt to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead by concoction. One must first be prepared to serve the spiritual master. And if one is qualified, he is automatically offered the platform of direct service to the Lord. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj proposed that he engage in the service of Narada Muni. He never proposed that he engage directly in the service of the Lord. This is the right conclusion. Therefore, he says, Sohang katang navrishije tavabritcha sevam. How can I give up the service of my spiritual master who has favored me in such a way that I'm now able to see you face to face? Prahlad Maharaj prayed to the Lord that he might continue to engage in the service of his spiritual master, Narada Muni. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishagan Vitam Shcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So, And it's a wonderful, wonderful verse and purport. We are getting great mercy from Krishna and great, great mercy from Srila Prabhupada. Just imagine the position here, Prahlad. Now he is directly seeing Krishna face to face. So we can think, well, here I am with Krishna. I'm seeing him face to face. Who is my guru? I got Krishna right here in front of me. He's face to face with Nrisimhadev directly. And what's his prayer? May I always serve my guru. That's the benediction he wants from Krishna. He's directly come face to face with God. What benediction he wants? May I always serve my spiritual master. Just see how important the spiritual master is. Krishna confirms this in the Adi Purana. He says, Ye me bhakta jana parata, na me bhaktishtate janaha, mad bhaktanam chi ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. My dear Arjun, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he's not my devotee, but the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So this we have to learn. I remember in the beginning, I didn't accept this principle. I was living in the temple as basically a guest. I was a songwriter thinking, I lived in the temple like it. I wanted to write songs about Krishna like George Harrison, just come out with My Sweet Lord, you know. And I was thinking, well, I'm going to write songs about Krishna. I'll follow George's example. And so I'm living in the temple to see how I can write some better songs about Krishna. And Vishnujana Swami is very tolerant. Oh, that's a good attitude. You want to come here to learn. All right. He was very tolerant. The devotees kept saying, well, they call me Steve Prabhu because I earned the title Prabhu because I did 10 BCGs one day. Steve Prabhu now. 10 BCGs. You earned the title Prabhu. So, well, they said, Steve Prabhu, you know, you really should surrender to become a disciple. I said, no, I'll just be a devotee of Krishna. He said, but look here, it says here, and the Krishna says in the Gita, you should surrender to the spiritual master. Well, was I going to do it? Was I defeated? Yes. Was I going to do it? Nope. Stubborn guy. And, of course, living in the temple, you do what everybody does, right? You have to follow when in Rome, do as the Romans do, right? You get up early in the morning, you take your bath, you go to Mangalarti. And they have these prayers, you know. And I enter the temple room. For a Texas hippie, it's a big mouthful, you know. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishdaya Bhutale. Wow. So how do you going to... Well, I got an idea. Take a ballpoint pen, right? Write it down in my hand, right? Nama Om Vishnu. I had it all there. And Vishnujana Swami, he saw that hand. He really liked it. But he saw I had an empty space on my thumb. He said, now you add this to your hand. I must please my spiritual master and surrender unto him fully. You see, now I'm getting the message. Now the devotees are telling me, the Swami's telling me, but was I going to do it? Nope, 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 nope. But one day, something pushed me over the edge. I got pushed over the edge. A wonderful thing happened in London. George Harrison got together with all the devotees and made this album called the Radha Krishna Temple Album. I think you all have heard that cut. Govindamadi, we all heard it every morning. Govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami, the sweetest nectar. And the second cut was also pretty good, although I heard Prabhupada didn't like the tune, but still. Pushkar told me Prabhupada didn't like that tune, but it doesn't matter. That tune had a great impact on me. What happened was actually, no one knew about that album, but we were out one day on hiring, you know, doing our preaching on the campus, and some guy from a radio station, he came up to us and he says, here, you all might like this. He didn't want to play it on the radio station. Apple Records had sent a promo to all the, you know, radio stations. But they didn't want to play it. Those Hare Krishna guys would probably like this. So they handed us the album on the street. And boy, did we like that album. But the second cut... Samsara dava nadladita loka tranaya kar yunyagana ganadvam praptasya kalyana gunanavasya vandigoroshi charanaravindam. So my service was to vacuum the temple room rug every day. We had a rug in the temple room, and I vacuumed it every day. Vacuum cleaner. And so while I was doing my vacuuming, you know, we had a 33 and a third vinyl of the old days. You know, we had a record player. We had that thing spinning. That disc was spinning on the turntable. And got to the second cut, you know, and they're vacuuming. And I started listening. I was purified by doing all this devotional service. I was purifying by being in the temple, purified by doing the kirtans, but the vishadam is getting a lot of purification. And now, as I'm hearing, of course, I was a stubborn thing. Now, I'll just be a devotee of Krishna. I won't be a disciple of the guru. But an amazing thing happened to me was I was hearing this cut. And being an envious person by nature, I think envy helped to bring me to Krishna consciousness, because I could hear these devotees. I could hear the way they were singing to Prabhupada. I mean, this was, you know, we'd have love of our dog, love of our family, love of a girl or this or that. But here was a new kind of love, love for the spiritual master. I mean, this was, there was no, you know, nothing, you know, like no strings attached that I'll scratch your back if you'll scratch mine. This is unconditional, complete surrender to a person is your eternal master. And I was just blown away, actually, as I tuned in psychically tuned in to the consciousness of these devotees, that, wow, what is this mood that they're in of completely giving themselves to Srila Prabhupada? I'm holding out from this, but I'm realizing, like a little, like the little curtain opened up for a little, like a little peek, you know, and the sneak peek into the nectar of Krishna consciousness. A little tiny hole opened up in the material coverings for a minute, and I got this sneak preview into the ecstasy of Guru Seva, serving Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada Seva, serving Prabhupada, and giving yourself completely and totally unconditionally to Srila Prabhupada. And it is like this, the most incredible nectar you could ever imagine. It was nectar beyond what you could ever, ever imagine in millions and billions of lifetimes. It's nectar. And this thought, I remember the exact thought that went through my brain, verbatim. I just thought, wouldn't it be beautiful to give my life to Prabhupada? And the tears just kept streaming down. That was it. Prabhupada just, boom, he entered in my heart, and he's been there ever since. So, this is how we actually connect with Krishna, you see. Those who just want to be a devotee of Krishna, but who needs a guru, you know? They're called Kanishta Adhikari, you see. They're called materialistic devotees. You don't really become spiritual until you have the spiritual master. That's how you become spiritual. That's how you get to the spiritual platform. Until then, you know, you're on the precincts of devotional service. But when you actually accept the spiritual master, now the door is open and you're entering into devotional service. This is my Rupa Goswami says, Adao Guru Svayam. What does Adao mean? In the very first step, the very beginning step, Adao Gurashvayam, accept the spiritual master. Look in the Nectar Devotion, chapter 6. What are the 64 symptoms of devotional service? What is the very first step? Take shelter of the guru. What is the second step? Diksha. What is the third step? Obedience. If you'll simply do these three things, shelter, diksha, and obedience, all the other 61 items will be automatically covered by obedience to the spiritual master. This three is a very important thing. Just like here we have a microphone stand. It's on a tripod. Take away one leg, it falls over. Take away two legs, it falls over. Take all the legs out, it can't stand. You see? Those three legs make you solid. Three legs make you pakka, solid. Shelter, diksha, and obedience. We take shelter of our spiritual master, and then we make a vow, I will eternally remain in your shelter. That's called diksha. And he accepts us, yes. It's a relationship, a pact between the guru and the disciple. The disciple says, now I fully surrender unto you. The spiritual master makes the commitment to deliver that disciple back to home, back to Godhead, even if the spiritual master has to take birth after birth in this material world to do so. It's a heavy, heavy commitment from both sides, very heavy commitment. And obedience means you abide by your commitment, you see. Simply getting initiated is not enough. Now you have to obey the spiritual master. You made a promise to your guru. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. Now you got to keep your word, you see, and chant at least 16 rounds every day. And Prabhupada taught us also in the initiation lectures, he said you should always describe the 10 offenses. Because you can go on chanting offensively for millions of lifetimes and never go back to Godhead, you see. One has to learn how to give up the nama-aparadha, the offenses against the name. So the spiritual master wants us to become offenseless chanters. He wants us to follow these principles and chant at least 16 rounds every day. If we will obey our spiritual master, then our perfection is guaranteed. Mam evashashi ashamshayaha. Krishna says, I guarantee absolutely that he will come to me. You see. Asamsha yaha means without doubt. It's absolutely guaranteed. So if we follow this wonderful process with faith, by associating with devotees, by following the regulative principles very sincerely, in this way, stringently endeavored day by day, moment by moment, to clear out the lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, the illusion, the fear that's haunting our hearts for millions of lifetimes, you see. Then, and in this way, become fixed up, nishta, fixed up in Krishna consciousness. And then the name will become so unlimitedly sweet, inconceivably sweet. This stage of inconceivable sweetness is described by Srila Rupa Goswami. Tunde tandamani vitang bitanate tundabali labdiye karna krada kadambani gatiyate kunebras preham cheta pangana sangani vijendriya. What is that? Cheta pangana sangani na jane janita kriyadbir amritai krishneti bharnadvai. He says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables, Krishna, produced. Because when I vibrate Krishna, there's so much nectar coming out of Krishna that my one little mouth can't hold it. I need to have millions of mouths. And when Krishna enters the holes of my ears, oh, there's so much nectar. I need to have billions and trillions of ears. And when Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, I'm stunned, I'm paralyzed in transcendental ecstasy, you see. So if someone says, well, how much nectar is there in the name? Rupa Goswami says, I don't know how much nectar. If Rupa Goswami doesn't know how much nectar is in the name, what is our position, you see? Yeah, I know how much. No, we don't know how much nectar is in the name. We've hardly even scratched the surface of the name at this point in our neophyte stage. Hardly even scratch the surface of the name, you see. But if we will follow the wonderful teachings of His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Pari Vajrakacharja Astatarasata Shishi Mat, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, it's guaranteed we will come to that stage. And even, that's the Namruchi stage, and it goes even higher than that. The next stage is Asakti. Asakti, you actually realize who you are in Krishna's pastimes. Ooh, that's really getting that way beyond us at this stage, you see. And then you start to have emotional exchanges in that identity. That's called bhav. And then when you're actually fully reinstated in your sarupa, your original, actually back in those original pastimes with Krishna you once enjoyed in His association, that's the prema stage. So this process all begins by having that faith in the name, having faith in the guru, having faith in the Vaishnavas, having faith in the scriptures. So Prabhupada has given it all perfectly to us. You just have to plug into this process and faithfully execute it day by day by day. So if there's any questions, I'll be delighted to try to answer them, referring to what I've learned from my beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Yes. It definitely helped. Envy helped me to come to Krishna consciousness.
You're supposed to give up that
envy. Yes, but that envy was transcendental. And you say transcendental envy? I don't believe it. But Prabhupada wrote me in a letter describing transcendental envy personally to me in a letter. So I know it's bona fide. Prabhupada told me. See, how did he say in that letter? That letter of transcendental envy. If it comes back, let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember this one. I joined a little remote temple, Austin, Texas. I wasn't like Toronto or New York where Prabhupada, he never came to Austin. Actually, he offered to come. He personally wrote me offering to come to Austin. My temple president was scared to invite him. Didn't think he could handle it. Big mistake. Anyway, he never came to Austin, and I was always hearing devotees would come in from New York or L.A. or Toronto. Yeah, I was Prabhupada on the morning walk, and he said this, and I went, oh, my God. But when am I going to get my chance to be with Prabhupada? Just hearing devotees who had his association, not having it, I was so envious. Why I can't have Prabhupada's association? I was really envious. Why do I know him? But I was thinking, but you're not supposed to be envious, Sankarshan Das, you're not supposed to be envious. That's against the regulated principles of what to do. I'm just envious. My God, brothers, how am I going to go over this envy? What to do? In the old days, you could actually write Prabhupada directly a letter. Those are really sweet days. You could write Prabhupada a letter directly in those days when I joined. So I wrote Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, I have this problem. I'm with envy. I'm envious of my God, brothers, who are getting your association. How can I give up this envy, Srila Prabhupada? He wrote me back the most amazing letter. He said, transcendental envy means when you see that others are getting more mercy than you are, you should try harder so you also get the mercy. There you go. So there is transcendental envy. You see, these devotees, they were tasting some nectar that I wasn't tasting because they were more absorbed in devotional service than I was, you see. So the key is when you have to try harder. So you can also, if you're envious, somebody is getting more nectar than you, you've got to try harder, Prabhupada said, so you can also get to that nectar, you see. No reason, criticizing somebody. Yeah, he really plays a great madanga. He must be really puffed up. Why don't you learn the madanga, rascal? You're envious of that good madanga player thinking he's puffed up. Actually, he's in a humble mood of serving his guru and Krishna. And you're finding fault with him for his fancy madanga playing. Why don't you learn to play, rascal? You see? So in this way, we have to understand. Any other questions? You can write them down too. It's handy because sometimes I can't hear so well. I have hearing aids, but they're not that great sometimes. Any other questions? Oh, okay. All right. So many came to Srila Prabhupada and left. Now we have guru and so many temptations. How to avoid being in the same boat and falling away? It's a very good thing. Actually, you can learn by the mistakes of others. Why did the devotees leave? You can analyze them. You can study why they left, so make sure you don't make the same mistake. Of course, there's why did they leave? That's the question. Probably everyone has their own version. Those who left have their own reason why they left. But I would say in general, it's a lack of faith. Prabhupada told us in one lecture, he said, even if it is troublesome, you must remain in this movement. should not give up this being a part of this movement, even if it's troublesome. Prabhupada said, you will find no trouble at all, but even if you think it is troublesome, still you must tolerate it and not go away. That's the Prabhupada's order. They disobeyed their spiritual master. Simple thing. They disobeyed their spiritual master, that's all. They simply disobeyed him, that's all. So how do you protect yourself from falling down? You have to embrace the principle of never disobeying the spiritual master. That's how you protect yourself. Yes. From the internet? Okay. Let me see if I can pull it open. I can read it here. How can one determine if one's enthusiasm is under the mud of passion and ignorance? That one?
No.
Is there one before that?
Our resolution is to follow Bhagavad Gita 1866. How to convince my mind already received the order and avoid angry?
Avoid envy?
Hankering.
I can't hear everything. I'll scroll up so I can read it in the window here. Okay. You said our resolution is to follow Bhagavad Gita 1866. How to convince my mind I already received the order and avoid hankering. The mind can... This is very good. He's asking, Hare Krishna Das from South India is asking how he can convince his mind that he should surrender. You see, the mind has a dual nature. And, it can flip either way. It can say, no, 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 no. Or I can say, yes, 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 I will surrender. So how do you do it? Well, there's two different approaches we learn from our acharyas, at least two, on how to bring that mind under control. One is the approach of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Another is the approach of Govinda Das. Govinda Das is the soft, sweet approach. Bhajahure mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanada Vindare. My dear mind, please engage yourself in the service of the divine son of Nanda Maharaj. And what's the method of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur? Beat 100 times with shoes, you rascal, in the evening with a broom, 100 times. So which one should you do? Well, according to time, place, and circumstance. If you can sweet-talk your mind and surrender, then sweet-talk your mind. If that doesn't work, then beat the hell out of the damn thing. Whatever works, keep yourself in Krishna consciousness, you see. It depends. I mean, just like the other night, I was laying down to take rest and some garbage thought entered my mind, really garbage, and I just said, stop it! And it worked. I told my mind, stop it! The mind was going off, starting to go off into some forbidden territory, some dirty thought came in. It's a horrible thing. And I said, stop it! And it worked. I just kicked it, gave it a big kick, and it kicked it right out, you see. So, it's like the stool comes in the toilet, flush it. You know what I mean? The mind, when the stool comes into your mind, flush it. That's one the flushing technique. Flush it right out. Okay, let's see here. How can one determine if one's enthusiasm and Krishna consciousness is under the mode of passion or ignorance? How can we transform to the mode of goodness? Well, here's what I recommend in practical terms. Prabhupada did not discourage using our passion in Krishna service. The whole thing of transcendental competition, you know, who can distribute more books? Prabhupada taught us to dovetail our passion in Krishna consciousness. So I don't recommend immediately kicking out passion, but ignorance, what I recommend is a combination of passion and goodness. Because passion is nectar in the beginning and poison in the end, and goodness is poison in the beginning and nectar in the end. So Prabhupada, just like in the beginning, he encouraged the devotees to eat as much prasadam as they wanted, even 20 chapatis. He was cooking for one of the boys at 26 seconds. 20 chapatis. So he encouraged their passion for prasadam. Yes. Even Prabhupada told Vishnu Jan Swami asked him, Srila Prabhupada, what if somebody, all they want to do is just take prasadam all day long? Prabhupada said, it's okay as long as they chant Hare Krishna between each bite. So we encourage their passion. But at the same time, then Prabhupada said, now you just eat what you require. After a while, he said, now you just eat what you require. And Umapati said, but Swamiji, before you told us to eat as much as we want, now you say we have to just eat what we require. And Prabhupada said, he didn't have any trouble with the first instruction. So, you know, we encourage that passion. At the same time, we teach you how to come to the mode of goodness, you see. Because that passion gives you some instant nirvana, you see, and some instant nectar in the beginning to get you all revved up and fired up. And now you're in it, but you have to cultivate goodness, because that passion won't keep, you can't stay happy, you can't stay fired up. You know, the passion eventually fizzles out. So you have to taste goodness at the same time. Bhagavatam, Gita, knowledge, philosophy, become a learned philosopher. You see? So both are actually good, but you have to come, by combining passion and goodness, those things will help you come to the transcendental platform. There you have transcendental passion. You see? That never goes away. That's sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Okay, how to stay laser focused while chanting japa? Prabhupada told my god sister, very nice letter, you'll find it right there in the Veda base. He says, when you're chanting japa, feel the presence of Krishna. And if you can't feel it, then attentively chant. So the thing is, remember, you're not just chanting a mantra. You are dealing directly with a person, Krishna. Remember that when you chant. Remind yourself. Beat your mind with shoes, with broomstick, or sweet talk your mind, whatever it takes. Remind yourself, I am directly associating with God right now. So that will help you to get laser focused when you remember them. So let's take some of the local questions now here, the Toronto questions. How can we get the test to serve the Spirit? The test to serve the Spirit? Faith?
Taste.
Okay, the E was left off. T-E-S-T. Okay, the taste. Well, how to get the taste to serve the spiritual master? Just do it. Just like Prabhupada told the devotees in Dallas, even if you don't feel the ecstasy, to feel the enthusiasm, don't feel the ecstasy to dance in the kirtan, dance and the ecstasy will come. But I don't feel like dancing, Prabhupada. Just dance and, wow, I'm really feeling good now, you see? So even if you don't have any taste for serving the spiritual master, just do it. Understanding taste is a high qualification. You have taste already within your heart. It's covered by the stool, that's all. The lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, envy, and fear is covering the taste. There's unlimited taste in serving the guru, unlimited taste in chanting Hare Krishna, unlimited taste in seeing the beautiful form of the Lord standing there with his eternal consort, Srimati Radharani, unlimited taste beholding the Tulsi plant. There's unlimited nectar in every single aspect of Krishna consciousness. But we're not tasting it yet because we're neophytes. That's why. But if we have faith in this process, we take it up sincerely, enthusiastically, then by Krishna's grace, the magic happens and we actually enter into that sublime realm known as Krishna consciousness. You've heard that term before? Krishna consciousness. Yes. It's pretty cool. It's the ultimate cool thing in all of existence. When people realize Krishna consciousness is the only really cool thing in existence, the whole world will join the movement. And we're waiting for that day. We're praying for, Prahlad is praying for that day when everyone will join this movement. You know that prayer? He's praying that everybody will become a Hare Krishna. He says, Svasti astu vishvasha kala prasidatam dayanta bhutani shivang matodaya manasta brajang bhajatad. You're in the Bhagavatam, tad. Bhajatam madhokshade, naveshitam no matarapya haitaki. He says, may there be good fortune throughout the entire universe. And may all envious persons be pacified. Let everyone become calm by practicing bhakti yoga, because by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thoughts of Him. You see? So that's a nice prayer. If you want to be in the mood of a preacher, there's your prayer. You see? Prabhupada told us all to be preachers, you see. He told us all to be preachers. When I first joined, I was associating with Vishnu John Swami. He was really into spreading the movement, you see. He was a real revolutionary, dynamic, revolutionary preacher, thinking dynamic ways how this movement can be spread. So being under his association, when I got my initiation, Prabhupada was not there. I got initiated by letter. I was a mail order disciple. Initiated by letter. So now, how do you give your doctrine to the spiritual master? He's in London. Here I am in Austin. Well, you get to write him a letter. That's a pretty good idea. I sent my checks, 3 checks. Prabhupada actually wrote me back a letter giving the exact amount of the checks that I'd sent him. So I sent 3 checks into Prabhupada. He wrote, and I told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I really want to spread this movement. He wrote me back the most wonderful letter. He said, I can see... This is his kindness, because I can't think I'm really is what Prabhupada said about me. But he said, I can see you're a very sincere and enthusiastic boy. He said, now continue enthusiastically as you were doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. So what are you supposed to do when you get an order from your Guru Maharaj? You can take it or leave it, right? Take it or leave it, right? When the spiritual master gives you an order, you can accept it or reject it, right? His disciple can accept or reject it, right? No! It's your life and soul. It's your life. It's your very existence is the orders you receive from your spiritual master. So I embrace that order. Continue enthusiastically as you are doing. And Prabhupada gave me a boon. He said, Krishna will bless you if you do that. And it worked. Through all the thick and thin of 45 years in this movement, I've seen the good, the bad, the beautiful, and the ugly in this movement, but by golly, I stuck with Prabhupada's order to always remain enthusiastic. And it works. And I've been blessed. I'm being blessed by your Sangha. Being blessed by my godbrother here. This is a wonderful association. Blessed by somebody, my god sister. I'm blessed by so much wonderful mercy just by always remaining enthusiastic. So let's see here. How much time we have? About 5 minutes? Okay. How to deal with material desires? You just have to replace them with spiritual desires. Prabhupada actually, just like, what do men want to do? Men want to enjoy women. It's a male's tendency. I want to enjoy women. Prabhupada said, engage the women. This is how you enjoy women. Engage them in the service of Krishna. You see. So, that's that way there's no, you're satisfied. You see. I don't need to enjoy women, you see. I can just engage them in Krishna's service and then I'm satisfied. So that's the key. Whatever material desire you have, you offer everything to Krishna. And then you become completely satisfied. Huh? Internet. Another internet, okay. Let's see. How Lord Jagannath is so beautiful, even the deity was not completely built. Actually, it is Krishna himself in his full form, in a state of ecstasy. There's some pastime. Actually, it happened at Kurukshetra. Maybe you can fill me in the details, but Rohini was talking with... Devi? Rohini was talking with...
Rohini was talking with Devaki.
Devaki,
mother, Devaki. Krishna's mother.
Ah. Rohini was talking with Devaki
about
the Vrindavan Leela. And who was, Subhadra was the first. Subhadra was listening, and it was a private, confidentiary, highly confidential talk. You don't talk about Vrindavan and Kurukshetra publicly. The intimate Vrindavan Leela. So Subhadra was listening to the door, and she went in complete ecstasy. Her eyes got bigger, arms went in a complete state of ecstasy. And who came next? Krishna came next? And Krishna came along. What's going on here? So he also listened in. Vrindavan Leela, my Vrindavan pastime. His eyes got big. His arms went in a state of ecstasy. And then Balaram, what's going on with Balaram, with Krishna and Subhadra? And he also listened. Same thing to him. They all. This is actually Krishna himself in his original form, but he's just in a state of complete, total ecstasy, hearing Vrindavan Leela. You see? And interesting to know, Prabhupada, the Rath Yatra festival, and the Prabhupada told us actually. You see, there's the esoteric and exoteric understanding of the Rath Yatra festival. Exoterically, well, it's a great chance to sing and dance, worship Krishna, engage the public, you know, it's a fantastic thing. But esoterically, if you'll meditate esoterically when you're doing the exoteric thing during the big festival, you'll go, it'll take you a few notches higher in transcendental bliss. It's the mood of bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. The gopis are in great distress. They actually came to Kurukshetra and they saw, oh, where is Krishna? But that's not our Krishna. That's Dwarka Krishna. They were happy to see him, but they were disappointed. That is not our Krishna. We want Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna, Vrajanath. We want him back in the. We want to be back with Krishna in Vrindavan and those wonderful pastimes we had with Krishna. So in their hearts, they were pulling, 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 pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan. So if you meditate like that during the Rath Yatra, you grab that rope. You should think the Vrijabhasis are almost in a state of death. The Vrijabhasis are in a state worse than death in Krishna's separation. So now let us bring the Vrijabhasis back to life by bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. So I think your island here represents Vrindavan. That island? That represents Vrindavan, isn't it? Bringing. Oh, that's some a little nectar from our traveling and preaching. We just came from Mauritius, and they take Krishna after the Rath Yatra festival. The next day, they have a boat Rath Yatra. They took two boats and made a platform between the two small boats with swans. They had a floating altar, and wow! And then all the devotees get in boats, and we circumambulate. Circumambulate the deities out in the river. We do all this purukam around the deities. And they have the arti going on in the kirtan. And Bhatej Swami was there. They had two amps on two different boats. He had one hand for one amp, one hand for the other amp. He was doing kirtan like this with two microphones and going in complete going mad in ecstasy with kirtan, and the whole place was unbelievable. And then they were throwing prasadam, tossing from boat to boat. From the altar boat, throwing to all the boats, everybody was catching prasadam and flying through the air. It was just an amazing pastime. Amazing nectar. Mauritius Rath Yatra, the boat festival. Yeah. Another question?
Yeah. How to develop love for Krishna? Many times we do everything out of duty and there is no taste.
Well, you're doing everything out of duty. Well, you just have to have faith and stay in the process. But I'm not getting any taste. Well, keep chanting. But I'm not getting any taste. We'll keep chanting. But I'm not getting any taste. We'll keep chanting. Like that. You just got to have faith and keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And lo and behold, Prabhupada explains that you will come to a stage when you fully please Krishna. This is really heavy nice. When you actually fully please Krishna, Krishna will reveal himself. You'll see Krishna standing there. Krishna will reveal himself fully. You'll see Krishna. He will talk with you and he will bless you. So I guarantee you, if you will stick with this process, and Prabhupada told me the same thing in a letter. He said, if you engage 24/7 in Krishna's service with full sincerity of attitude, Krishna will personally come and answer every question you have. You see? So you just got to have your faith in this process. By this process, you're qualifying yourself not only to have taste in the name, you're qualifying yourself to have the direct face-to-face, eye-to-eye association of God Himself, the source of all existence, who's emanating everything from His transcendental body at this very minute. Yes. Instead of trying to love Krishna, try to love the Vaishnavas and Guru. That's the key. Like Narottam Singh, he says, Anande Balohadi Bhajavrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. This is Narottam Das Thakura's advice. Ecstatically chant Hare Krishna. Worship that holy Dham, Vrindavan. Anande Balohadi Bhajavrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman, and always meditate on the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. So that's the key. Don't worry about loving Krishna right now. Just try to love your Guru. Try to love the devotees. Try to relish the holy name. Try to relish the holy Dham. And I guarantee you, if you follow these four items recommended by Narottam Das Thakur, that your love for Krishna will definitely manifest in due course of time. So, our time is up, and we thank you all very, very much for coming for Bhagavatam class today. May Krishna bless all of you, that you may become fully awakened in Krishna consciousness.
Jai!
Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Gaura Premanandi! Haribol!